Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Aladev.
Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning or good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Well, thank you. And I love that piece of music you play. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's exactly what we needed this time of the morning. Is there hope in the case involving the alleged child abuser from Israel? The extradition hearings going on in Israel at the moment to bring her back to face trial in Australia. Tell us about this.
Well, there's enormous frustration on the part of the alleged victims. And obviously, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And this is the case that we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. A former principal of Adas, a ultra-Orthodox Jewish school in Melbourne, who faces charges of 74 counts of abuse here in Australia. And just a couple of days ago, after literally years of anticipation and advocating on both sides, the proceedings began in the Jerusalem court. And under Judge Hannah Lump, and three of her best known alleged victims were there. They flew over especially from Australia. And for seven hours, the judge sat focusing on expert analysis of the accused mental state, hearing conflicting arguments from state lawyers, as in Israel state lawyers, who are attempting to extradite her back to Australia, and arguments from her legal team, who are saying that she suffers from ill health, mental ill health, that is, and cannot be flown back to Australia. In fact, she did not attend. She was not present during the hearing because, according to her defense lawyers, because of ill health. And in a summary of his arguments, her lawyer said that she is, according to him, so psychotic that she's being force-fed the strongest antipsychotic medicine on the market, is unable to face proceedings. On the other side of the ledger, the state attorney said that he believes that she is faking her mental illness. So also part of the whole scene there was that the hearing was closed to the general public. It was closed to the media. It was closed to activists. They were all barred from the courtroom. And as I mentioned, three of her alleged victims flew over from Melbourne to attend, to be present, and emerged feeling very frustrated because the hearing has now been postponed until January to continue taking place early next year.
Why has this gone on so long? I mean, there has to be a tremendous amount of support that she has in order for this to have dragged on the way in which it has.
You're absolutely right. She has, interestingly enough, garnered a lot of support in Israel from various quarters, and some of them being from ultra-Orthodox quarters and from other supporters. And I think that some of the explanation also has to be laid at the feet of the state authorities, as in who have not acted expeditiously enough to get this into the court system. So it's dragged along for 8 years now, which is obviously, you know, way too long for any such situation, for any situation where people are,
and
you
especially
know,
for the victims
suffering such abuse.
Yeah, especially for the victims who obviously need some form of closure. You know, to me it's very, very simple. Is you've got to allow due process to happen. You can't obfuscate it. You can't stop due process happening, but then still claim that a person's innocent until proven guilty. You've got to allow that process to happen. Surely.
Exactly right. And it seems to be, I mean, you know, given the fact that we've been talking about this for, you know, a year and more, it has finally got to the courts, but again, now with another delay now until January, but with the key argument being, is she mentally able or not to be flown back to Australia to face 74 charges here in this country.
Fascinating. Neo-fascist groups responsible for a sharp increase in anti-Semitic incidents in Australia. Tell us about this.
So what we call an anti-Semitism report is published by the Executive Council of Australian Jewry this time every year. And where all the incidents which are reported are logged and analyzed, etc. And we have seen 366 incidents reported this year, 2018, and more than one third of them traced to this neo-fascist group, which has emerged over the last 2 years. We've mentioned this group before, a nasty crowd called Antipodean Resistance. Their logo is the swastika. It's not disguised or changed in any way whatsoever. They openly espouse National Socialist, read Nazi ideology. They're white supremacist, anti-Semitic, anti-gay, antagonistic to any what they call non-white immigration. And as part of this, there's been a surge of calls on social media for Jews to be killed. And so this is a nasty group which has emerged. I have on my phone a poster put out by this group which says, mm-hmm. quote unquote, legalize the execution of Jews, with somebody putting a bullet into a guy's head and somebody else putting a bullet into a gay man's head. A horrible group, and they are responsible for over a third of this upsurge of anti-Semitic incidents in this country over the last 12 months. One of their platforms, is social media, which one, no surprise there. And there's a social media platform called Gab. And this first came to prominence right after
Time I had actually heard of the social media platform called, was it Gab, was apparently the Pittsburgh killer, the Pittsburgh shooter was on this platform.
Exactly right. And then Gab suspended the platform because of the, you know, hello, bad publicity after the Pittsburgh massacre, but only suspended it for a week. And it's back again. And unlike Twitter and unlike Facebook, which do have some measure and only some measure of filtering and monitoring, Gab, not only can you pretty much put whatever you like, but it actually promotes itself as a vehicle for these hardline extremist views. And so this is being used by this neo-fascist group here in this country, and so it's pretty bad news. And the other incident relating to this, which we've talked about before, one of our major political parties called the National Party was infiltrated by a dozen members of this Antipodean resistance. And the good news is that to the credit of the leadership of the party, when this came to light, they moved to expel, and they did expel, between 20 and 30 members of the party who had connections to these neo-fascists.
Is a swastika symbol legal in Australia?
It depends how you use it. So it is illegal if you go and stand on a major highway tomorrow morning and wave it around and promote the message which a swastika represents. However, if you have an auction tomorrow morning and so you have a whole range of displays, you have swastikas, you have this, you have that, then it's permissible. So it depends on the context and how it is being used. So the way this mob uses it, in other words, they wave it around, you know, and this is their ideology, yes, that is illegal.
It's really interesting. You know what I found anecdotally, and in fact, I had never heard of Gab, but there was a stage that I was being attacked all the time by these white supremacists on Twitter, and then it kind of went quiet for a while, and then soon after Pittsburgh, it started again, and I didn't correlate it to the fact that, well, now there was another platform for them. They all scurried away and then came back for a while because Gab was suspended. So it actually, I found that really interesting. We don't have really much time left, but I just want you to tell me about a female Jewish athlete in Australia, and what was the story around her?
Very quickly, so her name is Jessica Fox. We've talked about her before. She is a world canoeing champion, and just a couple of days ago, New South Wales, which is the biggest, most populous state in the country, 6 million people, they just voted their New South Wales Athlete of the Year. Male, female, there's just one trophy, just one prize, as it were. And it was Jessica Fox. She beat our rugby league Australian captain. She beat surfers. She beat cricket, test cricketers, high jumpers, divers. She's phenomenal. And she has won I don't know, the last time I saw something like four or five world champions for canoeing, paddling, canoeing, slalom, all these technical terms for this crazy sport. So great recognition for her, and a member of the Jewish community, comes from Perth.
Amazing, amazing story. Time is almost 6:27. That was Vic Aladef. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every week where we get an update on what is happening in Australia.